is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back into the studio after a four-day holiday for the 4th of July. And we have a great show planned for today. During the first hour, we'll be joined by my good friend, Brooks Kubik, keeper of the flame of physical culture. We're going to talk about 12 thoughts to help propel you through lifelong physical culture goals. And no one can deliver that kind of message better than Brooks Kubik. Then we're going to have Joey Gleason, a super fan who emailed me recently. And I thought I have to have this guy on the show. And then we'll be breaking it off and talking with Con Santuri Davison. We're going to talk about why are the people who need it the most not getting it? The message, the food, any of it. People inside the urban areas. So that'll be later in the show. So stay tuned for that. Brooks Kubik, how you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm doing great, Carl. How are you?
Fantastic.
And how was the concert?
Oh, yes, it was great. Did you see the picture of me sitting next to Elisa?
Yeah.
I never realize how big I am until I sit next to somebody who's, you know, somewhat smaller. And it's like my head is so big I could fit two of Elisa's heads inside my head. It's just shocking to me when I see that sort of stuff. And I understand why when people see me wearing Coach Wade Johnson's Ogrewear t-shirt, they smile at me affectionately thinking that it's a club that I belong to. So anyway, yeah, it was a great concert. The Eagles rock. You know, the Eagles. Going to see the Eagles is like seeing three different bands, because whether it's Joe Walsh, Glenn Frey, Don Henley singing, it's like three different bands. It's just amazing.
So. And they've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, great show. Fantastic show. I know that you were on Facebook this morning because you made a comment to me. I posted something that has really gotten a lot of likes and also a lot of comments. I was at the gym over the weekend training back. And a guy who admitted to me that he is also 55 years old when we were talking, he said to me, you know, I used to train heavy. I used to lift heavy, he said. And then he told me why he didn't lift heavy anymore. And I said back to him, yeah, I used to lift heavy too, but now I lift heavier. And I chuckled, but he didn't chuckle back. And you know, what do you think, Brooks? Should I be backing off because I'm getting older?
No, you should be training smarter as you get older. But not backing off in the sense of people say, oh, I'm over a certain age and, you know, now all I can do are, you know, light weights, high reps, and can never lift heavy, and it's dangerous to lift heavy, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, which is complete nonsense.
I have put on, to me, at 55 years old, I continue to grow muscle. I continue to get stronger. In fact, I said to this guy, I'm stronger now than I was back in 2005, and I'm lighter also. I'm only 242 right now, but I carry so much muscle mass. I feel like, why stop now until I can't train that hard anymore? And I don't believe that training that hard, as you put it, is indicative of wearing my body out, because I train smart. I do come in for periods of time and lighten the load or lighten the volume. I don't go to extreme failure every single session like I used to back in the day when I was an idiot, because I say to myself, okay, I'll come in and deadlift heavy again later on, a couple weeks from now. Right now, I'm just going to stay at my 60 or 70% max, and I'm going to do some reps with it. And I don't even do my maximum reps. Some days I just come in and do low volume, low weight.
Training at an advanced age is something that is is really misunderstood. And one of the reasons is everything in the physical fitness world has always been focused on young people. And by young people, I'm talking about primarily, you know, late teens, 20s, maybe into the early 30s. But you're essentially, you know, the people who are in the magazines and who have always been in the magazines are relatively young.
Right.
And then they disappear. And by and large, you don't see them again or hear from them again. You don't know what they're doing, and you don't really have any, you know, any concept about what training for someone as they grow older in life is all about. Perry Rader, the founder editor of Iron Man magazine, I think I've mentioned this on the show before, used to refer to the older trainee, and by that he meant over age 35. He referred to them as the forgotten man. Using the term forgotten man because back then, you know, 99.99% of people who trained were men. But, you know, focus on the issue of, you know, forgotten. Most of what is in the physical culture world is aimed at, directed at a young audience. And people 35, 40, 50, and up are by and large forgotten. And if they are brought in, then, you know, it's this month's issue of, you know, AARP Journal or whatever it's called. You know.
You think I'll ever be an AARP Journal, Brooks?
I think you're cover material. Yeah. Dave Draper was on the cover.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, you got to read the issue when it comes in every month. I know they send it to you.
I keep canceling my membership, but they won't leave me alone.
once you're right at age 50, it's like you're on the list. But most of what is aimed at, quote, the older trainee is research that's done with previously untrained people to see if resistance exercise is good for them, you know, whether it promotes muscle growth, bone density, makes them happier, et cetera, and so on. And, of course, the answer is yes, it's good and they should be doing it. But, you know, doing a study of someone who's never trained, they're 70 years old and they've never trained, has nothing to say to someone who's 50, 60, or 70, but who's trained since they were a teenager.
Right.
That's the difference. And, you know, that's my world. I've been training since I was like, you know, 9, 10, 11. You know, you've got a long history of training. Many people who are in their 50s, in their 60s, who are still training very seriously, perhaps not as hard and heavy as they did when they were younger, but pretty darn hard in many cases and pretty darn heavy. You know, there's no historical comparison or comparators for what we're doing. You know, it's something unique. It either didn't exist before or it existed in only a very modest way and it really wasn't written about very much. So, you know, we're kind of, you know, older people, masters athletes in all sports are sort of pushing the boundary of what the human body and the human mind, the human spirit is capable of as you go through life.
Right.
And it's a very interesting thing. It's just endlessly fascinating. And, you know, it's weightlifting, it's swimming, triathlon, track and field, you know, anything where they have competition for older people and they say, you know, test yourself, push the boundaries. Just a really, really interesting thing.
Well, you know, and I want to segue into our discussion in a moment because mm-hmm. it's important. But, you know, there used to be something called a quadathlon. They don't do it anymore. But a quadathlon was the triathlon that you see today. But at the end, a fourth event, weightlifting. Now, keep in mind, this is when somebody is completely exhausted. They don't do the quadathlon anymore because if you've ever seen people who do a triathlon, by and large, while there is a handful of really fit-looking people in them, most of them look very unfit. The ability to run, swim, and bike for long distances is something that you can train for without having a level of musculature or even organic fitness. And the acid or the rubber meets the road when you do those three events, and then you're asked to do clean and presses with a certain weight for a certain period of time. They don't do quadathlons anymore because guess what? People couldn't do them today. I'm waiting for the CrossFit community to revive the quadathlon. Because if anybody can do it, it's going to be those people. I got to be honest with you. But okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to actually take our commercial break a little bit early, just a minute early, because when we come back, we're going to talk with Brooks Kubik about 12 thoughts to propel lifelong physical culture goals, what we're talking about here. You should not have to stop training hard and heavy because you get older. And if you want to be able to do it, we're going to fuel you with the motivation that you need to carry you through a lifelong objective of training hard and heavy. In the meantime, during the break, go to brookscubic.com and click the blog to learn more. Some great articles. Also, check out the books there. Fantastic stuff on brookscubic, K-U-B-I-K.com. We'll be right back.
Dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
S-T-E-D. Welcome back. I wonder if anybody hears that clicking that goes out, a very, very high-pitched click. The right side of my jaw has started clicking. And Elisa said she can hear it when she's sitting next to me, Brooke. So I'm assuming that it goes out over the air once in a while. If you hear a high-pitched click that sounds like somebody snapping a rubber band in the studio, it's the toral mandibular joint on the right side of my face. Hopefully it's going to go away eventually. But anyway, okay. So let's get right to the subject at hand, Brooks. 12 thoughts to help people maintain and perpetuate their lifelong physical culture goals. The first one that I want you to expound upon is learn from the past, live in the present, lift for the future.
Well, you know, this kind of ties right into what we were talking about in the previous segment. Learn from the past has, in my mind, two meanings. One is learn how the great physical culturists of the past trained, what their nutrition was, what their secrets of concentration and mind control were. So that's one way to learn from the past. The other way is learn from your own past. Think back about what worked for you, what worked, what didn't work, the things you did that you think were successful and the things you did that perhaps weren't as successful. Learn from them. Don't, and then live in the present means don't live in the past. Don't be a member of what Harry Paschal used to call the I used to club. I used to do this.
I used to lift heavy.
I used to lift heavy. You know, I used to lift. I used to whatever. That was then. This is now, and now is where you are alive and living, and now is where you live. You live in the present. And yes, before anyone says that sounds very Zen, exactly, that sounds Zen. The other part is lift for the future. And what that means is the lifting that you do today, or the non-lifting that you do because you have an excuse and you don't train, determines your development in the future. Mm-hmm. What you do today determines the present. And the other part of that is lift now to build lifelong strength and health so that that future is as good and golden and bright a future as possible. In other words, do your squats, do your deadlifts, do your heavy presses, stand on your feet, do hard, heavy, intelligent, sensible training, build the muscles, build the tendons, build the ligaments, build the bones, and you'll have a better future. So
I like that.
That's all encapsulated in thought number one.
Great one. Okay, thought number two. Himalayan curls are great, but squats are better. Is this about the basic movements? You know, avoid getting caught up in all the abstract, sexy moves that are the moves du jour?
Yeah, you know, in one way, it's basics are better. But, you know, another part of it is this. A huge amount of what is written in the physical culture world, and certainly in what I call the muscle mags, deals with arm training. You know, supersets, cheating, forced reps, peak contraction, all of this originated as arm training stuff. Okay. And most people will do all kinds of exotic stuff to train their arms, which they usually think of as biceps and triceps only, by the way, but that's a whole other story. But, you know, they'll get all wrapped up in this detailed, complicated, you know, latest this, most bizarre that, you know, arm training. But then when it's time to do squats, they do a couple of sets, and then they say, okay, I'm done working my legs, you know, which is crazy. But, you know, the point is arm training is fine, but don't forget to train the rest of your body, and in particular, remember that training the legs, back, and hips is far more important and far more productive in the long run, both for immediate gains in strength and muscle mass and for building a, you know, a healthy future.
You know, what I read into this is, yeah, if you want to spend hours and hours on body parts, don't forget to spend hours and hours on the important body parts like the back and the legs. And you know what? The hips and the glutes, which most guys completely forget. I started doing hip thrusts. My squat has gotten stronger. My deadlift has gotten stronger because I'm doing hip thrusts. I have a new PR. I did 8 solid reps with 405 hip thrusts the other day, getting the bar moving. The first rep was grueling, but once I got it moving, it kept on moving, and I was able to do 8 solid reps and a lockout at the top for a solid 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, my glutes hurt for 3 days. But you know what? I know that when I go in and deadlift next week, I'm going to be stronger at the bottom of that deadlift because of that work. So don't ignore the important body parts is what I read into that. I appreciate that one. Very good. Okay, the next one is, the secret is to learn what works best for you. And then part A of that is this applies to lifting and to life in general.
And really, taking part A, the subpart first, everything that we're saying applies to lifting. And by lifting, I mean training. And to life in general. And you know, one thing that I've found over the course of my life is that the lessons that you learn in life come from various sources. The ones that are most important and most meaningful for me are the lessons that I learned through lifting and physical culture and through when I was in high school wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I tell people, and there's a lot of truth in it. You know, I say the important lessons that I learned in life, I learned either on the lifting platform, under the squat bar, or on the wrestling mat.
Right.
A lot of truth there. Now, the secret is to learn what works best for you. And that says we are all unique individuals with unique bodies, unique mentalities, unique goals, unique objectives, unique challenges, unique desires. We have to find what works best for us. What works best for me may be, Carl, different than what works best for you. What works best for you may be different than what works for any number of people who are listening. But the job is always to figure out what works best for you. Now, tie that in for a second to the previous thought about Himalayan curls compared to squats. Most people listening to this are going to find that what works best for them is squats. In other words, the basics.
Mm-hmm.
Not Himalayan curls, i.e. the exotic stuff. But when you're figuring out what version of the basics works best for you, that's where your individualism comes into play. And it might be one set of 20 reps, the old breathing squat program. It might be five sets of five. It might be three sets of eight. It might be back squats, might be front squats, might be high bar, might be low bar. Lots of options, and they might change over time. So you may find that what you do in your 20s is what works for you then. What works for you in your 40s might be different, and what works for you in your 60s might be different. In fact, that's probably true for most people. So you're always, you know, you want sensible training, you want things that are well-grounded in the basics, but you want what works best for you. And before getting off that, I'll just note one more point. What works best for you is not only what works best for your body, but for your mind. If there's something that someone else loves to do, no matter how good it is, if you don't like doing it, it's not going to work for you.
Right.
You need to find something else.
Yeah. This one I love. Four words. And I'd like to also parenthetically say, when assembled in the appropriate order, make all the difference in the world. Four words. Hard work, intelligently applied. I love this.
That's one of my favorite lines. And I often, when someone buys a book or a course from me, if they want a signature on it, I'll sign it. And I often use some variation of that or something very similar to it, because it really does summarize and encapsulate what we're doing here. Hard work, of course, is the key to lifelong health and fitness. And it's the key to immediate gains in strength and power and muscular size and losing fat and doing anything that you want to do in a physical sense. But it has to be intelligently applied. You cannot just run out there and start, you know, this wild, frenzied workout. You have to do it intelligently. And that means you have to think about, where am I now? What kind of shape am I in? What is going to work best today in today's workout as part of a progressive series of workouts pushing towards a particular objective? You know, in other words, what we're doing is we're focusing not only on the workout, i.e. what we're doing today, but we're talking about how does it fit into your complete plan or program of training. So you're moving, you know, you're combining your workout with programming, which is where you want the intelligent application to come in. And you really have to put them together. So you have to look at the short term, which is today or today's workout, and the long term, which is how it fits into, you know, your training cycle and the next training cycle and the whole training year and next year and everything like that.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and if you work hard, but you don't apply intelligence, you could be working in the wrong direction. You could be putting all your efforts into the wrong area, and you won't see. And this actually speaks to a third thing that I like to talk about on the show once in a while, which is, what are your endpoints? What are your goals? Mm-hmm. If you don't understand what your goals are, then you cannot apply intelligence to your hard work, because it's undirected. It's willy-nilly. It's, I'm going to do this, and I have no direction. And you know, when we talk about intelligence in this area here, it's about making progress, getting stronger, building a body that looks a certain way, or whatever the case may be, aesthetics or strength. Mm-hmm. But you have to think about your endpoints in order to apply that intelligence. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Yeah. If you don't know where you want to go, you're not going to get there.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're just pedaling off in the wrong direction. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one of those pesky commercial breaks. Brooks, did you see the last time you did an interview, somebody commented that they wanted to listen to the interview, but it was just so annoying. There was a commercial every 5 minutes.
Yeah, and I wondered what show they were listening to.
It was the last one you and I did. It was the last interview you and I did.
Yeah, I swear we haven't done one where we have a commercial every 5 minutes.
No.
Actually, that was the one where we actually, instead of an hour-long show, we gave, an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes?
Yeah, we went over. Yeah. Well, here's one of those pesky commercial breaks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Brooks Cubic. In the meantime, go to his website. Be endowed with his knowledge daily by going to BrooksCubic, KUBIK.com today. We'll be right back.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometime pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. You know, right now you can get vitamin D blood tests from Life Extension Foundation by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a stupid price of $30. That's $17 cheaper, Brooks Kubik, than the lowest member price. Alex Leaf sent me a study this morning on Facebook, and I'm just going to go right to the conclusion. It said they looked at vitamin D levels in athletes, and I've said on my show that the majority of our audience, whether they compete in something or not, train as hard as athletes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The study came to recommendations. It said that all of the athletes that they reviewed had suboptimal vitamin D levels, and they recommend that the vitamin D levels be maintained at above 40 nanograms a milliliter. Not only does vitamin D assist in growth and maintenance of bone, but it also aids in the regulation of electrolyte metabolism, protein synthesis, gene expression, and immune function. These vital functions are essential for all individuals, especially those in recreational athletics. So if you don't know what your vitamin D levels are, and you keep scratching your head and wondering why you're not making the progress you think you should make in the gym, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Life Extension banner ad, order the blood test, find out. I'm shooting for 80 to 100 right now because I've been taking 10,000 IUs of vitamin D a day, and I was only at 49.9. So anyway, okay, so check that out. I just wanted to throw that out there. Okay, now let's move on to the next one. The barbell can be your best friend or your worst enemy. It's your choice.
And that's got two levels of meaning, and one is this. When you approach your workouts, you can approach them as if the barbell is your enemy and you're going to rip it to pieces, or you can approach it as though the barbell is your friend and you're going to work together to do something incredible. And some people are motivated by the first approach, and some are motivated by the second approach. There's two distinctly different ways of looking at things. And you need to think about which works for you, which goes back to what we were talking about in the last segment. The other part of it is this. That barbell can help you stand straight and tall and be strong and vigorous at age 50, 60, 70, 80, or older. And we know that's true because there are masters athletes who've been lifting barbells their whole lives. And that's what we see. They are younger than their peers. They appear younger than their peers by at least 20 years. They walk well. They move well. They have muscle mass. They're strong. They're alert. They're vigorous. And they are competitive athletes. Right. Albeit at the master's level. So the barbell can be a wonder worker, literally a miracle tool in terms of building lifelong strength and health. Or it can be your worst enemy, and it can break you into pieces, and you can end up virtually crippling yourself by using a barbell or by training the wrong way. The wrong exercises, training too hard, too often, training at age 40 the way you trained when you were 20, or training at age 60 the way you did at age 40. There's all kinds of mistakes that people can make, and they usually boil down to trying to do what your head thinks you can do, even though your body isn't ready for it. You know, in other words, you're training hard, but you're not training intelligently, which again goes back to the previous segment. So, you know, I want to emphasize that you've got to think, you've got to be intelligent in your training, you've got to look at it from a lifelong point of view, and you have to train in a sensible and intelligent way. So, it's point number five.
Point number six, when in doubt, do squats. That's funny.
Yeah, there's another one I've written that people like. When life gives you lemons, do squats. And, you know, the reasoning behind both of them is pretty simple. I mean, squats are a basic compound exercise. They are very effective. You know, if you don't know what to do in your workout, at the very least, put some squats in. You know, do them the right way, train progressively on your squats, and, you know, that alone will do a whole heck of a lot for you, and you know, it'll really energize your entire training program.
Yeah.
The other thing is simply this. There are so many guys and gals who, you know, they read what's on the discussion boards, they get emails, they go on Facebook, they talk or tweet or instant message back and forth with people. They go to the gym and someone says do this and someone else says do that. They read books, they read articles, you know, they listen to stuff, and they're constantly trying to figure out, what should I do? Well, you know, the answer is stop thinking about it so much and stop worrying about it so much and start doing things which we know are very effective for a very high percentage of people, such as squats.
Right.
So that's one of the points that I was trying to get to in that.
And that goes into number seven, as you point out, the name of the game is lifting, not thinking about lifting.
Yeah.
So do you feel that some people are too busy pontificating? I know that you made a comment once, and it was designed to be a little sardonic, in that you put up on Facebook quite a while ago, you can go to the gym and do a workout without posting it on Facebook. So do you think people spend way too much time thinking and talking about lifting and not enough time actually just lifting?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I get emails constantly from people who are just agonizing over, oh, should I do five sets of five or three sets of six? You know, if I do five sets of five, do I do two warm-up sets and then three hard sets? Or do I do three warm-up sets and then two hard sets? Or I do four and then one? Or, you know, what's the magic number? How do I do five, three, one? You know, just all this stuff. And it's like, whoa, step back a second. Just chill. Take a deep breath. Okay, now listen. You're training. It's going to work. Works for everybody. Going to work for you. Okay? So number one, don't worry about whether it's going to work or not. It will work. Number two, stick to the basics. Start with the basics. Build from there. You'll do fine. Five times five works great. Give it a try. Later, if you want to change to four times six or three times eight or whatever, you can do that. Intelligent experimentation is fine, but for right now, you've got a workout coming up in 3 hours, okay? Decide what you're going to do, then worry about something else or do something else. Then go to the gym and train. And do that the next time you train and do it the next time and focus on the training. Don't focus on thinking about the training and worrying about the training. Because if you do that, you are going to train wondering if it will be effective or not. In other words,
I mean, we don't think about anything to that degree. We don't think about our work that we have to do at work. Oh, if I don't write this letter exactly right. I mean, we don't cook that way. I mean, there's very few things that we obsess over that this one rep is going to change how strong I get faster or how big I get faster.
Yeah, I mean, you are going to get there, and you're going to get there by intelligent training. There are different ways to train intelligently. find one that you want to do that works for your current level of development, your available equipment, your goals, and then do it.
Yeah.
And don't worry about the other stuff.
Just do it.
Just do it.
And which leads us now to the eighth point here. Two words, quiet confidence. What did you mean by that?
Well, part of it, of course, is you need to train with confidence. You know, if you're going to the gym and you're wondering, will it work, it probably won't, unless you're an absolute beginner. What you do is you say to yourself, I am going to do this. And I don't mean you say, I'm going to go and I'm going to do five sets of this and three sets of this and so on. What I mean is you say, I am going to achieve this particular goal. You go to the gym and you work towards the achievement of that goal. You don't ask yourself, will it work? You decide that you are going to make it work. And then you go to the gym and you put that decision into action. That's your confidence. Now, the quiet confidence part is this. You do not have to go to the gym and be obnoxious and loud and pound your chest and run around and say, look at me. You don't have to tell people, look how great I am, look how strong I am, look how much I lift. All you need to do is go and train with that quiet confidence. Do you know the movie with the very best fight scene in the history of movies?
No, which one is it?
It's not Fight Club. It's a John Wayne movie set in Ireland. It's one of the John Ford movies. John Wayne, Maureen O'Hara, Victor McLaughlin. John Wayne and Victor McLaughlin have a fight that basically lasts. It starts at one end of a village in Ireland, and it goes halfway around the village and through the fields and into the river and out the river and into the pub, and it basically lasts for about a couple of hours and maybe 10 miles. The movie is called The Quiet Man.
Hmm. I think I remember that name. I do.
Yeah, it's a great film. Great film. But the point is quiet confidence. The same sort of confidence that John Wayne portrayed in that character, The Quiet Man.
So are you saying that when you believe in and apply quiet confidence, that it begets greater results than if you walked into the gym, did the same movements, the same routine and everything, but were panic-stricken and worried and not sure, and is this going to work, and so on?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have to go in knowing that it is going to work.
And see, I'm asking that. It's a rhetorical question. I want the people to hear you answer. But anybody who doesn't understand, there's an emerging science that was founded in about the early 70s called noetic sciences. Have you heard of it, Brooks?
No.
Noetic
science. Not by that term.
Okay, noetic sciences is a group of scientists out there who believe that you can extend human capacities through the mind. Spontaneous remissions in diseases, alternate healing practices, all as a result of expanded consciousness. Some people say it's spirituality. Other people say it's human potential. Some people laugh at it as this new psycho babble. But there are scientists out there whose peers respect them, who are now pioneering what is known as noetic sciences, who say that what we've said before over and over again, not only on this show, but those of us who listen to this show have read and understand that which the mind believes the mind can achieve, but even to a greater degree than just hoisting an amount of weight. We're talking about overcoming diseases, making things go away via the mind. And when you start talking about this, people go, okay, look, now you lost me. Well, don't. Just look at some of the research in the noetic sciences field. And this is documented stuff. This is not mumbo jumbo. You know, I've often said that the reason that we are breaking the records we're breaking in the bench press, the deadlift, and the squat today is because enough people now believe it can be done because the first 800-pound bench press occurred. So somebody said, wow, I can probably do 820. Somebody else. It's that level of consciousness that kind of propels us.
You see that in sports all the time. As soon as somebody does something that everyone thought was impossible, like, for example, run a four-minute mile, immediately that insurmountable barrier is achieved by many different athletes around the world. And it's true in lifting, it's true in track and field, swimming. It's true in anything. You can see it in schools. The first time the football team wins the conference championship, it changes everything. The first time you have one state champion in a particular sport, it changes everything. Or one regional champion or city champion or whatever. The point is, once someone says and shows, that's the important part, not that they say, but that they show. Once someone shows that it can be done, other people say,
I can do it. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's true. Otherwise, we would have had a 1,000-pound bench presser decades ago. I mean, they would have just, that would have been the limit of human potential, but it's not. Mm-hmm. Human potential grows as a result of human potential growing. It's that organic. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. The website is brookskubik, KUBIK.com. Go there. Be inspired. We'll be right back.
Want the best whey protein in the world? Turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented chill right process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order. New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the Blueprint Bulletin. Today. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
the timeliness of this. Go to subversity.com today, SUPPVERSITY.com today. Adele Moussa just posted a blog post about vitamin D for athletes taking 20,000 and 40,000 IUs a day to bring their low levels of vitamin D up. And what is the magic number for athletes? Go to subversity.com today and read the blog post. It's great. Okay. Training for 30 minutes with laser focus and pinpoint concentration beats training for 3 hours with your mind elsewhere. I love this one.
Yeah, and what I should have said was beats training for 3,000 hours with your mind elsewhere, or 3,000 years.
Right.
You know, most people, bless their hearts, they just don't get it. Training has got to be done as part of a mind-body unified force. That's the laser focus. That's the pinpoint concentration. It's using the power of the mind to unleash the potential of your body. That's when training becomes incredibly, amazingly effective. And that's what takes it from what everyone else in the world does to what a champion does. Champion in any endeavor, be it weightlifting, powerlifting, bodybuilding, whatever, they've all got that ability to link the mind and the body and to focus the mind and the body. You've got to learn to do that. And we've talked about it a lot on the show.
Well, wait. I want to take this just a step further, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it also better to lift, even lighten up on your weight so that you can maintain that laser focus and that connection, than going heavier where the central nervous system goes bonkers because you are really handling so much weight that all systems are just kind of doing what they can? You know what I'm talking about. You get that noise in your head. You're freaking out now. You know what I mean?
Sure. Well, and that goes back to quiet confidence, because it's the quiet confidence that shuts down all the other nerve, you know, the nerve flashes and alarms and bells and sirens and whistles. And it also goes back to hard work intelligently applied. Hard work intelligently applied presumes that you are intelligent enough to choose the amount of weight that gives you a hard, heavy, demanding workout that focuses the effort exactly where you want to focus it. And that's, again, that's why training for 30 minutes the right way beats training for 3 hours the wrong way. You've got to learn to do that. It's not esoteric. It's not mumbo jumbo. It's stuff that works, and it's stuff that's been working for hundreds, if not thousands, of years.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, the next one is...
This is a good one for lunchtime.
And I talk about this, too. You eat an elephant one bite at a time. You walk around the world one step at a time, and you build strength one workout at a time. Is this speaking to people's impatience?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, everybody wants to get to the end result immediately, and that's not how it works. Yes, you have to have that end result firmly in mind. You have to have that goal. You have to know what you are trying to achieve. But then you have to have the patience to get there step by step by step. And, you know, you start walking step by step by step, adds up, and you can go pretty darn far pretty quickly. But if you try to walk without taking it step by step, it's not going to work. And it's the same in training. It has each workout builds into a string or a chain of workouts. That's why you want each workout to be the best possible workout that you can do, which doesn't necessarily mean brutally hard or massively heavy. I mean, there's times to go hard, there's times to go heavy. But each workout is part of a chain that builds from one to the next, and ultimately you connect all of those workouts into a chain that takes you to your ultimate goal. But you do it one workout at a time. And then in a more fundamental sense, It's one exercise at a time within the workout. It's one set, and it's even one rep. You do it one rep at a time because you focus on the here and now, the present, which is that rep. You're not worrying about the next rep. You're not worrying about the next set. You're not worrying about anything. It's one rep, perfect, and then you do the next rep, perfect, and the next one, perfect. You build those perfect reps into a perfect set, which goes into a perfect workout, which eventually, by tying it to other perfect workouts, achieves your goal.
Building, you know, it's like building a house, right? One brick at a time. Everything. And people can't be impatient. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talking about building.
Going forward, Rome wasn't built in a day, and look how long it lasted.
Yeah.
And it's still standing today. Those buildings are still standing today.
Yeah, just look at the Colosseum. And you know, what I'm saying there is make haste slowly. Take the time to build the right foundation. What we have found, and you know what, you know, this is documented, you know, very well over the last 50, 60 years of physical culture. Fast gains often tend to be lost. Slow and steady wins the race. It's better to take the time to gain strength and muscle mass, to lose fat at a slower pace, because the gains are lasting. There are longer. What you do is you make deeper changes into the physiology of the body. And it takes a while for those changes to come together, to work, and take the time to do that. And that doesn't mean that you have to train for 10 years with no results. You can have results very quickly.
I used to speak to this.
Mm-hmm.
When people would get frustrated about how long it takes to reach a certain goal, I'd say to them, hey, take heart, because it'll take just as long for it to disappear if you just stop.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
So it's important. And this one speaks again, and this is obviously an important subject for you. I guess you encounter impatience, an unwillingness to work hard for the amount of time that it takes, perhaps the lack of motivation to do so or the lack of belief that it will come out the way the person wants it, because the last tip is also slow and steady builds lifelong strength and health.
Absolutely. And there are so many people who are destroyed by their impatience. It's tragic. And in our instant gratification world, and think about it, we are now in a world of instant gratification. I want, boom, I've got. And nobody understands that old concept of delayed gratification. You know, the greatest thing in the history of physical culture was when you only had 25 cents a week as an allowance and you wanted to buy a barbell for $20. And somehow you had to earn the money for that barbell. You didn't just go say, hey, mom, dad, buy me a barbell. That never happened. You had to earn it. And so you had to say, okay, I want to get a barbell. I need to earn $20. What am I going to do? Am I going to do a paper route? Am I going to, you know, mow grass, you know, mow lawns? Am I going to do yard work? What am I going to do to earn the money for that barbell? And you had to think it out. Then you had to work towards it. And it took time. And by the time that barbell got there, after, you know, it took time to earn the $20, and then you send it off and you get your barbell from, you know, York, Pennsylvania, or wherever, you know, you really felt like it was something important and significant, but one thing that you had done was you had taught yourself slow and steady, step by step, patience, delayed gratification. And that's a really important thing. You start training, you're going to get good results very quickly. But they're not going to be overnight. They're not going to be instant. They're not going to take 60 seconds or 6 seconds. You're not going to have, you know, enormous, gigantic super muscles and super strength in 6 weeks.
If you're doing this just to go to spring break, don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give the process the respect it deserves.
And the process, remember, is You want results now, but you're also training for lifelong strength and health. And that's something I would submit. The goal of training for lifelong strength and health is a worthy one. It's a noble endeavor. It is a life-changing, life-affirming endeavor. And you ought to give it the time and the patience that it deserves.
Yeah. You can get this entire list by going to brookscubic.com, K-U-B-I-K.com, and clicking the blog link. Also, check out the books. If you need inspiration on a day-to-day basis, the best place to get it is brookscubic.com. Brooks, thanks so much for taking time to be on the show today, brother.
Carl, my pleasure.
All right, talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have superfan Joey Gleason on the air with us and learn how he has become a superhuman. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the Blueprint Printbulletin.com today. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
No need for intros, that's an insult. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, this interview is actually kind of in line with where we just came from. Joey Gleason has been listening to Superhuman Radio for some time now and reached out to me, and we have communicated via email. I thought I have to have this guy on the show. How you doing, Joey?
Hey, Carl, I'm doing absolutely fantastic today.
Yeah, yeah. And I got to tell you, man, there's some pictures of you on Facebook, that picture of you sprinting. I can see your hamstrings actually stick out further than your butt. I can tell you were a college sprinter just by looking at that picture. I mean, you have mad hamstrings, man.
Oh, I appreciate that. I was taking last year, I think, about a year into finally starting to train again. So,
how old are you now, Joey?
I'm actually just turned 36 not too long ago.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's start out in the beginning. So you were a college athlete, right?
Yep. Yeah, I was a sprinter, went to a Division II college, and did fairly well throughout high school and college. And afterwards, I just kind of, you know, you work out so long all the time. Sprinting was kind of a year-long activity. You train in the fall all through spring, and quite a bit of working out. It's, you know, geared towards the heavy, explosive lifting, and so I've always had fairly good leg development, and afterwards I just got tired of working out, and I pretty much quit when I got done with college. So,
well, and then fast forward, you got married, had four kids, and you fell into the same thing that all of us guys fall into. When you're raising kids, it's about the kids. You can't take the time to go to the gym or whatever the case may be, and so you just kind of go into this slow slide downhill, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely true, and you know, I think it just seems like everybody's fallen into the hypnosis that, hey, once you hit 30, you're out of your prime. Just let yourself slide. And
yeah, don't put any excess pressure on yourself. It doesn't matter. You know, you're gonna slide downhill anyway.
Absolutely. Yep. And
What prompted you to go back to the gym? What was it?
You know, actually, I knew something was missing in life, and my kids were starting to get raised, to get busy, and several times, like, all right, I'm going to start working out again here. And I'd start for a couple of weeks, and I'd quit right away, wouldn't see any progress. So one day, it was the fall, I think it was 4 years ago, I just decided, hey, I'm going to dig a hole behind my garage. And I kept digging, and a couple of months later, I've got a gym behind my garage now. So I've got a nice 16-by-20 area filled with fairly good equipment. And I thought, this is it. Now I'm finally going to get going again. And wouldn't you believe, I still couldn't get going. I just couldn't get the motivation. You wouldn't see any progress right away, and that was it. So I think it was a couple of years ago, everybody has a smartphone nowadays, and one day there was a free app on the Amazon App Store for Android. It was Pocket Cast, which is a podcast player. And I thought, wow, look at this cool app. So part of me was like, well, let's search for bodybuilding or whatever. And sure enough, Superhuman Radio showed up. So I started listening to that, and I think it was around the 700 show. So I've been listening for a couple of years now.
Right.
And I think of all people, it was probably a Brooks Kubik show that got me started, and it's quite an honor following him today. And that's what it took. It poured a little gas in the fire, and ever since then, it just got me going to physical culture again.
And now you are back up to what, 225 or 235 pounds right now?
I'm about 235, yeah. It seems like during the summer, I don't know what it is, but I always drop a few pounds in the summer. I don't know if it's, you know, higher vitamin D or just,
yeah,
you know, working
sun,
outside more.
Just being more active. But, I mean, you're really lean. You're only 7 or 8% body fat, right?
Yeah, I have to attribute that, I think, partly to, you know, I'm sure some of it's genetics, but part of it's just get in the gym, train hard, and keep lifting heavy and heavier things. And, I don't know, part of it, I think, comes down to the whole, how are you training? Are you training for a catabolic state or an anabolic state?
Right.
In my opinion, try to get the higher growth hormone levels. And you know, all you need to do is look at a sprinter versus a distance runner. You've said it before. And how are they training? The distance guy's probably training way harder than the sprinter in terms of calories expended. But look at the hormonal change in their bodies, and look at how a sprinter's built versus a distance guy. And
right.
I think most people would choose to look like a sprinter, but all I need to do is go to my local gym, and what's everybody doing? They're on the cardio bike, they're on the Stairmaster, whatever. And it's like, look, you're not signaling to your body to make these massive changes. You're just saying,
you're telling your body, you're whittling your body down. You're telling your body, I want to wear you out. Depending on your I just had this discussion with a friend of mine. I said, look at your training. What is your objective? Is your objective to get lighter and lighter on the scale? Because if that's your objective, then you are doing things that will waste you away. My objective is to stay 242 pounds, but continue to get leaner, which means that I am repartitioning. I'm building more muscle and losing body fat. I don't step on the scale with the hopes of going, oh, great, I lost 10 pounds. I don't want to lose any weight.
I hear you. I totally hear you. And it's all about, hey, how much do you weigh? I don't really care how much you weigh at that point. I want to, you know, really, everybody should have a body fat caliper. I mean, they're what, like 10 bucks, and you can get a online calendar on the internet, and it's a piece of cake to see where you're sitting at, and get a tape measure. I mean, that's, You know, I think you made the comment that you're technically obese, and I always joke about that too. It's like, yep, here I am. I'm technically obese now because I'm 6'2", 235, and everybody just laughs when they hear that. But the point is, you know, it's about body composition, not about, you know, how much you weigh.
Isn't it funny? And you know, and no one, and anyone who would look at you would go, holy crap, this guy looks like the G.I. Joe doll. I mean, you have a really, you have an appealing physique. I wish I looked like you, to be honest with you, because you're nice and lean. I've got gyno from years of, let's just say I've got gyno. How about that? So, you know, I'd like to get rid of that. I don't know how I'm going to get rid of it unless I go visit Dr. Chrysler, but you have a really, you have like the kind of physique you could do male modeling. And some of the older guys that you know have actually commented to you, right? They were like, weren't you at a campground? And some guy said, wow, you've really got a great physique at your age. I love the at your age part, right?
Yeah, and to be honest, he made me that comment to me. He said, wow, you've got quite the physique. And I told him I was 36, and he said, wow, that's impressive. And I thought to myself, that's crazy. You know, I personally just kind of think of myself as the average Joe, but then I took his comment to heart, and I started to pay closer attention. And it's true. It's, you know, a lot of guys, they hit even their mid-20s, they just stop caring about themselves. I mean, they probably look great back in high school and college, and then something just flips the switch, and they're done. And I guess I kind of started to fall into that same trap, you know, for me, it really was Superhuman Radio and all the great guests that you've had on. And then I can't tell you how many books I've purchased from your various guests on the show. And that's really been just
well. And you got to make an investment in this. If this is a process, if it's important to you, you got to make an investment in it. You can't just sit back and go, okay, I'm just going to do this, and that. You've got to constantly be expanding your knowledge of this game and what works for you. Another great advantage of your journey is you've got a son who's wrestling, he's running. I mean, your son looks like, holy crap, this kid is going to be amazing someday. Are you working with him?
Yeah, that's actually funny to say that. We just got back from a regional track and field competition, and I've heard that a couple times. Everybody's like, well, look at your little mini-me out there. And it's funny. It kind of goes back to, I can't remember who made the comment, but don't let yourself go because your kids are always watching that.
Bingo.
And now he sees me working out again, and now he's in my gym that I've got here. He's doing pull-ups and, you know, a lot of compound movements. I don't want to, you know, stress him with isolated movements.
Right.
It's great to see that.
And if he's doing body weight stuff, then nobody can ever say it's inappropriate for him. If he's doing a lot of body weight stuff, that's fantastic. But you know what? Who said that you can't be strong as a child? Why can't you be?
Absolutely.
And you know what? Kids, we all know this. Just think about yourself. We don't do what our parents tell us to do. We do what our parents do. So if you are overweight and you're telling your kids, hey, you got to exercise more, or you need to get in sports, why don't you do it? Why don't you do it first and they'll follow you? I mean, I never spoke to my son Chase about training at all. And today, he texts me all the time. Hey, Dad, I just squatted 275. I think I'll be at 300 soon. I never pushed him to anything. I never even talked to him about it. He wanted a copy of the blueprint. So Rob Regish was kind enough to send him a copy of the blueprint. It's like he is into it. Not because I've ever said anything to him, but he sees me doing it. And he's like, I want to be like my dad. So, all right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Joey Gleason. He is a superhuman, just another one of us in the mix of the superhuman nation. We're going to talk more when we come back. Stay tuned.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The advanced 7 keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Electronic muscle stimulation stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail, 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use AuraMD. AuraMD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
I have to apologize for the vulgarity of the bumper music going into the break. For those of you listening to the show live, and for those of you listening to the show podcast, it'll probably be removed by the time you hear this. So, anyway, we're talking with Joey Gleason, who lives in Minnesota. We're talking about his journey as a superhuman. And you were talking about supplements and stuff like that. Joey, is there anything that jumps out at the top of your mind that you feel has been an important factor in your progress?
Well, that's a good question, Carl. I'll be honest, probably the number one thing I need to work on at this point is just reeling in the diet and whatnot. So I've always tried to look at your sponsors and support them whenever I can, just because you've done so much for so many of us, and truly you've been a life changer for me. So, you know, if I can give back a little bit just by supporting a sponsor, I'm more than happy to do that. So throughout the years, even just recently now, I think it was this spring, you had a try a free jug of natural whey protein, and I thought, well, what the heck, I'll try
it. Was it the free sample, or was it the 5 pound two 5 pounders at the price of a 2.5 pounder or something like that?
Well, I actually started with the free sample, and unfortunately, I'm a podcast listener, so I was a couple weeks behind at the time, and I sent a went ahead and submitted my information, got an email back, and you know, a month later, I'd never got the sample. So I thought, no big deal, you know, I was just behind the times. And then I think it was in April sometime, you had said, okay, here's another deal now with the strawberry whey protein. It was a 5 pound jug for a 2.5 pound jug price. So I thought, well, let's go take a look at it. And at the time, it's not cheap, I'll be honest with you, but I thought, well, let's give it a try. And I'm kind of one of those guys where I need to be a little bit careful with the whey proteins. I've tried let's just call it the ABC store. ABC.
Right.
I've tried a few of their different proteins, and yeah, some of them taste fine, but you look at the ingredients, it's quite a bit of extra stuff, and not to mention the digestive issues. Let's just leave it at that with some of their proteins. So I've always been a little bit careful. So I ordered the 5 pound jug, and it came. It's a strawberry flavor only, it was at the time, and I can't tell. I had to stop right away and look at the ingredient list. I thought, there's no way this can be just straight whey protein, and it's, sure enough, it's whey protein, freeze-dried strawberries, and stevia, and that's it for the ingredients list. And don't know if you've, I always grew up on Nestle Quick and strawberry flavored Quick. I still love it to this day, to be honest. And it literally tastes like strawberry flavored Nestle Quick. It is so good.
Yeah. And so I'll tell you something else about Way Natural. It's all I use now. And I don't get anything for free on this show. In fact, it's something that I stand on with regular advertisers. I mean, I'll have companies send me a free sample of something to try because they want to get on the show, and I need to know that it's legit before I let them on the show. It tastes right or whatever. But once they're on, I don't say, hey, you need to send me 5-pound jug. I pay for my Way Natural. I know it's expensive. I just bought 3 5-pound jugs. I think it was $450. So I know that this stuff is expensive. I got to tell you something. I can't use anybody else's whey protein anymore. Never, because you mentioned something. I never realized the digestive issues I was having with other whey protein until I started Whey Natural, and it hits my stomach, and I don't even notice it. I don't feel it. I don't feel bloated afterwards, and it tastes so darn good. It's like, why would I use anything else? It's from grass-fed, pasture-fed cows. It's not pasteurized. It's the closest thing I'm ever going to find to raw whey protein, and I put it in raw milk, so why would I want to put crap in raw milk? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm 100% with you, and you would think in Minnesota that I could find some raw milk around here. Fat chance. I mean, I've asked farmers everything. It's ridiculous.
I'll find you a farmer. And I'll tell you why. I'm looking at your beautiful wife, Debbie Volkers Gleason. She's got a picture of you have a family. You guys could be the Von Trapps. You have a beautiful family. Oh my God! Does anybody not have blue eyes in your family?
No, well, everybody does.
Holy mackerel. I mean, you're handsome. She's gorgeous. The kids are like, I mean, holy mackerel. Okay, so beautiful family. You need raw milk in that household. So
no,
we'll find you a farmer.
But you know, you said, even just mixing this stuff with water, it's ridiculous. I mean, I've tried it with milk, too. Granted, I can find non-homogenized milk. That's about all I can get with the, you know, fat at the top. It tastes fantastic, but I don't know. For me, you're absolutely right. I mean, I've got to be a little bit careful sometimes what I eat. I can notice a little bit of that acid reflux, and absolutely none of it with this. So it's just fantastic.
And also, you can give this to your children. You know, there's a lot of things that we take because we quote unquote have to make great gains and goals, but we wouldn't give it to our kids because it's got aspartame in it or sucralose in it or ACE-K in it. It's like you could give Way Natural to your kids. You could and not feel guilty. Like, wow, you know, I know they need protein, but this is probably not the right protein to give them.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, you said you ordered 3 jugs. I ordered one right away. It tastes so good. I ordered a second one immediately after, and then you had said, well, you can do a multi-bottle. So I actually called up. I think I even talked to Greg, and super nice guy at Way Natural, and he's like, yeah, I'll give you a couple more for the same price. So
he took it in the shorts with those deals. I got to be honest with you. He over-purchased the strawberry bottles in 2.5-pound increments from the guy who bottles for him. They got some sort of communication mixed up, or there was a double email, and the guy thought, oh, he wants this many instead of that many. And he's like, I got all this strawberry. What am I going to do? I says, well, let's just do a special, you know, 5 pounds at the, like, $99, which was, like, almost $50 cheaper for 5 pounds, but it just comes in 2 2.5-pound jugs. That stuff went out the door immediately. It was like people just loved it. They were like, oh, I'm grabbing this.
Yeah, now we're hooked, too. So that was a good business decision on his part. You know, you mentioned protein for kids, too. I just have to plug Quest protein bars. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'll buy $300-$400 of those at a time, too, and it'll last the whole family for quite some time. But everybody eats them here, including my 3- and 5-year-olds. They think the Quest Cravings peanut butter cups.
Yeah,
they think it's a treat always. So
I know they think they're eating Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yep,
they don't know.
Absolutely, they don't care. It's to them, it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's really both great products. How do you justify spending that kind of money on whey protein? Obviously, you can get protein out there for $7-$8 a pound.
Yeah, true. In fact, I just had a buddy at work the other day ask me about some protein. I said, look, here's the deal. I found something that I know works. I have zero digestive issues with. Just like what you said, why would you even risk going something else? Yeah, maybe something else will work fine, but I've been on this stuff for a couple months now, and I'm still not sick of the flavor, so why switch at this point?
Yeah. So getting back to your training and so on, so are you don't have any free weight right now in your gym. You're using all machines, and you're still making this great progress, right?
Yeah, so at where I work, they've got a workout facility there, which is kind of nice because that's – it's all about, kind of like Brooke said, find something that works for you. And that's, if I wait till I get home to work out, I don't have the energy sometimes.
Right.
And it's maybe too hot in my gym. So I work out at my lunch, half-hour lunch break, to be honest. And a lot of people are like, seriously, that's all it takes? And my workout's maybe 15, 20 minutes long with a little bit of cool down and warm-up time in there. And that's all it takes. And having Brooks on, it was just kind of funny. I actually purchased his dinosaur dumbbell training
right.
book shortly after it came out, and I thought, well, let's see what's in there. And that's been fantastic for my gains lately. I mean, he's got some – I never knew how to do a dumbbell swing or a dumbbell snatch, and even just some of his pressing techniques in there are I can't believe the core strength I've gotten out of that, and the shoulder development's been phenomenal with that book, and I can't say enough good things about it.
Since you come from a sprinter's discipline, do you think that you train with a more high-intensity style training?
I think, yeah, you're probably right that it just kind of carried over naturally. I've never been one to just go out and chug out miles on the treadmill, and I would rather not work out for an hour and then, or, you know, 2 hours on end. Occasionally, I'll maybe hit an hour-long workout when I start hitting squats and deadlifts, too, but and those are, you know, following Brooks' advice, even Rod Regish's training advice. It's working out that long, you're really not going to make any gains. I mean, your body's doing all it can just to keep up with the energy demand.
Yeah.
There's nothing left over to build itself back up again. So,
do you still sprint?
You know, occasionally. What I've noticed I don't know if it's just from all the years of training, but my Achilles really take a beating now. So I still like to sprint and, you know, explosive sports like volleyball. I still play quite a bit of that, but I've got to really watch the warm-ups now with the Achilles. And you know, you'd mentioned the other day the Adidas powerlifting shoes, any good or not. And Rob actually said that he doesn't like them. And I would have to say for people with like a tight Achilles, I think they've been great for squatting because it lets me get far enough depth. And if I don't have a heel in there like the powerlifting shoes, it's just too much strain on the Achilles
right.
tendon, I've noticed.
Well, Alex Wapretsky, who is a super, super duper strong dude and also born on the same day as I, June 11th, but I'm a bit older than him, just a couple years. He swears by them. And for him, he told me, he said, Carl, you know, you don't discount these shoes. They're great. And I take his opinion very seriously because the dude is like mad sick strong. And I was like, if this guy is using these and he likes them, then I got to take another look at them. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm for anything that works. And I don't know nearly as much as I think I do. Let's put it that way. So I'm always open to suggestions. And I've given them a second thought. I don't think there's anything wrong with them. And maybe you do need just a little tiny bit of a lift on the heel to get your biomechanics right. Because when you have that kind of weight on your back, you're leaning forward. You change your center of gravity anyway.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. There's a great book by Mark Ripitor.
Yeah.
Ripitone, I think, is his Starting Strength.
Yeah,
it's called.
I had him on my show like 5 years ago about Starting
yeah.
Strength. And we talked about the lifting shoe that he came out with. We also talked about the fact that he was one of the inventors of the B&R bar, which is the deadlift bar that has a little play to it. So it gives a little whip at the bottom, and you can actually pull about 10 or 15% more weight using a B&R bar than just a regular old stiff gym bar. Anyway, we're coming to the end of the interview. I want to thank you. Because I also know that you promote the show, and I really appreciate that, because we're trying to make changes in this world. I really see this as my destiny. I mean, I'm going to die someday, and all I want to happen is that I've affected enough people in this world to go forth and get the truth out there about health and longevity so we don't have a nation of sick people. And I appreciate it, because I know that you talk to people and enlist them and say, hey, you need to listen to the show and stuff like that. And you're living the life, and you're more importantly, you're going to affect those beautiful children of yours too, because they're going to grow up with physical culture in their lifestyle, and they're going to go on to be strong individuals in their personal lives, but strong as well physically. So that's a wonderful thing.
Wonderful. Yeah, I sure appreciate that, Carl. Thank you.
And I want to thank you for making time to come on the show. I know that a lot of people think, oh, you know, this is going to be nerve-wracking. But I just wanted to get your story out there because it's an inspiring one, and there are a lot of people out there who will relate to this. Thanks a lot, Joey.
Oh, you bet, Carl. Anytime.
Take care.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Sure. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, blogger Con Santori Davison is going to come on. We're going to talk about why do the people who need it the most not get it? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Iron Mag Labs. Mars is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need: small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Con Santori Davidson is part of the Superhuman Nation, and I love his streams of consciousness. He blogs at his website, ConD, K-A-H-N-D.com. As well as videos, essays, and so on that you can find there. How you doing, Con?
I'm excellent. How you doing, Carl?
Good, good. Elisa always points out when you point when you print these little streams of consciousness on Facebook. She got a chuckle the other day. You were at Walmart, I want to say, standing outside, and an elderly woman was talking about the weather, I believe, and you answered her, and she looked at you and said, "So you were really listening to me?" I'm not used to people. You remember blogging that or posting?
Yeah, I remember.
I love your streams of consciousness. You have an ability to see the things in life that go unnoticed, and just by commenting on them or reiterating them, you show the validity and importance in these things that we just walk by every single day.
Oh, thank you. Too kind, Carl.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, and so you and I got into a discussion not too long ago. You've been part of the Superhuman Radio Brain Trust for a while, always sending suggestions, and you and I have communicated a lot. And I had such an amazing response from the prostate show that Adele Moussa and I did. especially from the African-American men in the audience, because they were like, you know, what the hell is up here? Nothing that works for white people works for us. What is going on with prostate cancer? And you and I started talking about this, and then we talked about the fact that when you really look at it, the African-American community, and in part of the urban community, are really the most underserved when it comes to the message and access to the things that you and I need in order to stay healthy and live long. And they are the ones that are most in need of it. And you and I have talked about that. So
yes.
let's start out with this, okay? Mm-hmm. You made a great observation in a conversation you and I had that, you know, when you look at these communities, there's nothing but fast food restaurants. You don't find Whole Foods. And then you commented mm-hmm. about the part of Detroit that you live in that they just put it at Whole Foods somewhere, right?
Right, right. First Whole Foods, actually within city lines.
And this is a test of sorts, isn't it? Like, if they don't get a good response, will they just pack up and
yeah.
go?
Yeah, well, this is a test to see whether the community support something that a lot of people think is too overpriced, basically, for the community to support. You know, there's not many grocery stores anymore. There's just not a lot inside city lines. You're always going outside the city in order to get something of any quality.
And let's face it, if people in general don't understand the value of something, they're not going to believe in it. And if they don't believe in it, they're not going to drive very far to go get it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the thing about the Whole Foods store is that there's not necessarily the right message accompanying it. You know, a lot of people just think, okay, this is just food that's better for you. There's not anybody talking about how this relates to disease and disease prevention and longevity.
And that's an important discussion in and of itself. Why do you think the urban areas are they not getting the message? Is the message there for them and they're not picking up on it? Are they resistant to it? Or is the message not reaching them in the first place?
The message is not there, and there's nobody spewing the message. In a blog I wrote about the example of looking at Native Americans, you know, there was a movement within the Native American community to say, hey, you know what? We're eating the wrong things, and we're getting obese, we're getting sick, and we're dying. And there was a movement within that culture to say, we need to go back to eating the things before Western society told us we need grain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not that kind of voice or voices within the African American community. And in reality, I understand that because of the way history was. We've been here so long now as a people. Nobody really knows the thing. Say, you know, I wonder what we ate prior to slavery. You know,
right.
Nobody has ever thought that the solution and the problem is the same thing, which is the food. You know, that message, nobody's having that kind of conversation right now.
Well, and then compound that by something I talked about on Casual Friday when we were talking about Paula Deen. But, you know, the gateway to the United States for the African slaves was the South. And the South is notorious mm-hmm. for having the worst food in the world when it comes to health. So mm-hmm. these individuals were indoctrinated into a way of life and forced into a way of life and handed this way of eating, because what they had been eating before wasn't accessible any longer. And they were saying, well, this is what you need to eat now. It's fried foods. It's all this other stuff that just really wasn't good for them from the standpoint of it being healthy. But more importantly, from a genetic standpoint, was so far away from what they had evolved eating that it had to cause disease. It had to.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, there's a reason the African American communities, you know, with the cancer, stroke, you could go down the board and we catch everything faster and we die from it sooner, you know, from obesity to heart disease to stroke to colon cancer to prostate cancer. You know, you can go right down the list. And oftentimes, if you go to media reports, they'll always, always blame access to adequate health care. They'll never say, well, the problem is what they're eating. They just look and say, well, African Americans all don't have access to quality health care, and that's why these diseases corrupt them so bad.
And let's just kind of segue from there. It's something that I've always believed, and I've said this about the Pima Indian, and I've said it about the Samoans, and I'll say it about the African Americans as well. These three groups of people that I just listed are actually genetically gifted. When we talk about genetic gifts, we talk about them from an evolutionary perspective. The ability to assimilate foods, build muscle, and create fat easily if necessary. Because that is what the prescription was if you wanted to survive famine and hard times back in the day when we were just coming out of the primordial ooze and moving through the world and setting our stakes in different lands. So you take a person who's genetically gifted and you feed them the Western diet, they get obese and they get sick because their body is designed to sustain hard times. And that's what you see in the, that's what you see in the African American. You go to Africa and you don't see many obese African people. But you come, you bring them to the United States, you feed them here, they develop all the diseases and they get obese.
Mm-hmm. But again, nobody's having that conversation. And you got to realize, when you look at all the categories of people, not just African American people, you pretty much have the people who think they're doing things right, usually by eating low-fat diets, incorporating some sort of exercise. The people who just don't care, you know, they smoke and they drink and they say, hey, you know, I live for the moment. And the kind of people that are right in between, they kind of believe, well, I do a little this, a little that, and hopefully I'll be okay. I got good health care insurance. So, and I think most of Americans fall into those categories. And because urban life is so highlighted for what it is, urban life, you know, there's one misconception that people think that just all black people are poor and we all drink and smoke cigarettes. And if you're practicing self-abusive behaviors such as drinking and smoking, the last thing in your mind is going to be eating quality fats and a low-carb diet.
Right.
However, if you're on the other end of that spectrum where you think you're doing things right by getting low-fat this, low-fat that, only you don't know that low-fat has been substituted with a high amount of sugar, you know, you're one of the people that we need to start the conversation with to get the message to, and so that we can move forward.
What I happen to know just from discussion with you that you have always been in search for better health. You were a vegetarian at a point in time, right?
Yes, for 5 years. That was and I became a vegetarian from having a bad diet full of fast food. And I remember going to the doctor with all these gastrointestinal problems and, you know, stomach flus and things like that. They kept reoccurring. They say, well, Con, I don't know exactly what you're doing, but we're going to have to go in the back way, and you're too young for that, so you need to change something. And so at that time, what the little bit I knew about health being 23 years old, I thought being a vegetarian was the way to go.
But I got to believe that had some benefits initially, just because while you may not have been eating the best foods by being a vegetarian, you were not eating the bad foods any longer.
Right. I cut down on, you know, a lot of the ice creams and cookies and stuff like that. But I ate a lot of pasta. I mean, they might mistake me for Italian. I ate so much pasta.
See, and that's the mistake that vegetarians and vegans alike make. They believe that as long as they're not eating animal proteins or things that come from animals, that everything else is okay. And a lot of them turn to cereal grains as the predominant base of their diet. And they can't last very long on that.
No, and once I got a different employer where I was required to sit down most of the day, I started to gain an average of 7 to 10 pounds a year over a 7-year time period.
Wow.
And thus becoming obese.
Yeah, that's a lot. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to continue on this discussion. We're talking with Con Santuri Davison. He is a blogger, and we're going to be doing a series in the upcoming weeks and months addressing the dilemma in the urban areas that face those who are most underserved by the message and access to healthy foods, nutrition, exercise, and so on. How can we change that? Because they are the ones that need it the most. Con's website is khnd.com. Check out his blog. It's really, really great. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Every day and every night.
Carry
carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar, not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know what it is, when we do what we do.
Welcome back. We're talking with blogger Tahn Santori Davidson. We're talking about the underserved urban communities, African Americans, and all those who find themselves in the urban community. Because let's face it, this is not something that is exclusively race-driven today. It's really geography-driven, in my humble opinion, as a result of some enclaves in the world today, or in this country, rather. And so I want to get back to you for a second, Tahn. So when you discovered becoming a vegetarian for health reasons, did you get any strange looks or any strange comments from friends and relatives?
Well, the people who were older that were health conscious thought it was great. The people in my age bracket, being early 20s, thought I was crazy. And like I told you before, this is also the period of time in which I was wearing dashikis and becoming a lot African-centered, and so they really thought I was off my rocker.
I used to love the dashiki. I got to be honest with you. The dashiki came out when I was a kid, and I thought it was such a cool garment. It was just really – but that was back in the day when people had what they called the natural, right? They had nice afros.
Yeah. I grew dreadlocks back then, too.
Oh, that's tough to grow. That takes time. I'm too impatient for that. If I could get them to grow in a couple days, I'd try it. But not for the length of time you have to cultivate them. But anyway, so do you think that part of this is not just the fact that the message is not being delivered, the information is not being delivered to those who need it, but do you think that there's some sort of resistance within these communities as well? And I say this from this standpoint. Any of us who've been, I grew up in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. So I grew up in what was considered one of these same underserved neighborhoods. And anytime you try to step out of the pack, so to speak, you really are, through peer pressure or direct levels of indignation, kind of forced back in. Because when you try to step out, it not only says that you're trying to change, but it says that those around you can change too. And they don't want to hear that message. You think any of it has anything to do with that?
Very little. The reason I say it doesn't have that much to do is because for somebody to get to that point, the message has to be strong, say, you know. And it's just the message that a diet based on sugar and grains will get you to disease land and dead very fast, that message is just not there. And for the people that are trying to do the right things by going to Whole Foods and buying low fat this, low fat that, that's still perceived as what we're trying. And like I say, people, the scope of, well, you know, I genetically predisposed this because my mother was obese. My grandmother had insulin problems. And, you know, I try to tell even my friends that what you're predisposed to has a lot more to do with your ancestry than just back, you know, your parents and grandparents.
Right.
And so that message is just, nobody's saying it. That's, if anything, that's the biggest problem. It's just very, very, very few people saying this is what's wrong. This is what you need to do, because medicine's definitely not saying it. You know,
medical communities, right?
Doctors, right? They're not saying it for general population, let alone the African American culture.
Have you ever thought to yourself, you know, because I've actually thought about this. I shared this with you. Have you ever thought to yourself, I would like to go to a place of worship in this neighborhood, let's pick a neighborhood, wherever, and ask the pastor, I'd like to come and speak to people. I'd like to explain how they can stay healthy and so on. Have you ever thought about doing that?
I've thought about it quite a few times. I've thought about everything from starting nonprofits or overall health website. The problem is that a lot of people rely strictly on what the doctor says. You know, you go to telling somebody, put down the cereal and pick up the bacon, that message is not going to go over too well with most physicians. And so you know, you might spark some interest, but overall, when a person go back to their doctor for a checkup, say, hey, I met this guy, I'm going on this website, and he's saying I should incorporate these practices, for the most part, they're going to be highly preached against. And I think it'd be hard to sustain any kind of following to, you know, where you're trying to make a large impact.
You're right. And that mentality is ingrained, to be honest with you. Because I was just thinking, when you said that about the bacon, you know what I was thinking about? Mm-hmm. Back in the day when I was a kid, I remember watching one of Richard Pryor's stand-up after he had the heart attack. And he did this whole thing on the stage where he said that his heart was telling him stop because he was having this pain in his chest. And he's begging, you know, please don't kill me. And his heart said, you weren't thinking about that when you were eating that pork. And see, that's the mistake. Unfortunately, the wrong message has been so ingrained that trying to change these ideas is difficult, but it has to start somewhere. Where could it start?
Well, I think the best way to start it is you focus, you know, you start with the people who are trying to do the right things, and you bring them to you make comparisons. Like, we're not that far off, in my opinion. You know, when I grew up, and my grandmother said certain things that it didn't make sense then, but it makes perfect sense now. You know, when she would make salmon or get perch, anything like that, she would say, you have to eat all your fish because fish is brain food. And it was never an explanation. It was just fish is brain food.
Isn't that something?
You know, before I went to sleep, I was given two tablespoons of cod liver oil. I said, why are you giving me this? It's nasty. She said, this will make you smart.
And she was right. She was right because of the omega threes. Now we know that that's true.
Right. You know, fast food was a once a week thing.
Right.
You know, she had to hide the first fried cookies till after dinner, and I might have got two or three. And so, you know, these things, she wasn't that far off. You know, she didn't explain it, and she may not even know why.
Right.
But she wasn't that far off.
There is research out there. I forwarded one to you, and I've got a bunch more. Adele Musa has sent me some studies. There is research out there that looks at these types of trends in health and disease within the urban communities and the African-American communities. And we're going to talk about these. We're going to make this a little more science-centric as we move forward. But the objective here is this, and this is all I hope to do. This needs to become a discussion. We need to be talking about why the people in the urban areas aren't getting the message, why the people in the urban areas who are getting the message are getting the wrong message or believing the wrong message or not willing to look at this other message. And why are they not? Why are the farmers markets not setting up in urban areas? Why are these things not happening? We may not have all the answers, but here's my hope. As we start to discuss this, it forces it out into forefront where other people start thinking about it, and maybe actions will occur, and we'll see some momentum, because the people who need this message the most is not the bodybuilding and powerlifting community. We a lot of us get this, or we're already training hard. It's those communities where, as Khan points out, colon cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, heart attacks, these are all in the highest percentile. They need this message more, because they are the individuals that are dying.
Mm-hmm. And you know what else will help? Results. You know, anytime you come preaching something, you're trying to change, you know, 200-300 years of constant behavior, you know, there's results. You know, where are the people that, hey, I took cereal and sugar out of my diet and I came off this medication or that medication, you know, or I avoided these problems, or I reversed my diabetes, you know. Results always, always speak louder than everything. And the results always speak loudest in someone who was bad and turned good rather than someone who always did good all along the whole ride.
I know.
Even though that's not quite fair, but that's just how it is.
Elisa complains about that. One day she said to me, I've been living this life since I was in my late 20s, she goes, and nobody gives me any credit. She goes, you ballooned up to 330 pounds and lost it, and everybody loves you. So, but it's true. Anybody who's been doing this as a lifelong way of life, they don't get any credit for being healthy. But me, I ballooned up to 330 pounds, gave myself a heart problem, and then reversed it. And everybody's like, oh, you're great. No, I'm really not that great. I should have done this from the beginning. But, you know.
Yeah, I agree. So, yeah, results always speak loudest.
Well, maybe we can have some effect on that. I've got some ideas that you and I are going to talk about off the air, but here's my objective. So we started talking about this, and we want people's feedback. We want to reach those people who need this message the most. How do we do it? How do we change the message? What do they need? I want you to email me at onair@superhumanradio.com if you have any ideas for future dialogues between Khan and myself, and we'll have other guests on the show as well. We're going to be talking more about science, but this is the beginning. I feel that this is really an important topic. A lot of you may not be interested in this, but I want you to be interested in it, and I'll tell you why. For those of you who are concerned about where this country is going, the financial burden of this country, and the healthcare debacle that we face, know this, that if we can even change 5% of the minds in these urban communities scattered around this country, we can have an amazing impact on this healthcare problem. So many people won't need healthcare. They'll be healthy. They'll live long. They'll be productive. And they will then become the seeds that plant in those communities to change everybody else's mentality as we go forward. So this is a really important discussion. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Khan. Go ahead.
No, I just said I agree. And hopefully, by me and you having a conversation, you hope other people will have the conversation. And the more the conversation happens, the more people are willing to open their minds and say, you know what, maybe I am doing things wrong. Maybe this is wrong. But like I say, it's hard. But like I said, there's a reason the African Americans are higher, way higher in every other disease than those that's non-black.
Yeah. And it needs to be addressed. and it needs to be fixed. And guess what? It can be fixed. I don't know that we're going to fix it, but we're going to start some dialogue about it. Khan, I want to thank you. Go to KahnD, KAHND.com. Great blog posts. Khan, your insightfulness and subtlety in your writing is priceless. I love your blog. I love it a lot.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, so we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks, Khan. All right, so there you have it. I want to thank Brooks Kubik for coming on and sharing his 12 thoughts to help propel a lifelong goal of physical culture. Go to Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com today. Also, thank you to Joey Gleason for coming on as a part of the Superhuman Nation, sharing his personal story. And, of course, he was talking about Way Natural USA. You can learn more about Way Natural USA's grass pasture-fed, non-pasteurized whey protein by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Way Natural banner ad. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.